Do your conversations end in conflicts? That is strife. This is Janie Ratzlaff with a life lesson from Sharon Hart's ministry. Proverbs 17:14. The beginning of strife is like water. Therefore, stop contention before a quarrel starts. As an older woman, I remember as a child thinking about how I developed good and bad attitudes. I remember days of arguing, being told what not to do. Never could make the grade to make my parents happy, and there was always restrictions about being a good Christian girl. The motto was, others can, but you can't. Well, early in my life, my beliefs turned into acts of woundedness, resentment filled with anger, loneliness, and a craving for love. That kept my heart in a constant dual battle. So I developed a lifestyle of fighting, hurting, contentions, dissensions, causing problems, and that's the only identity I had as a young child. Now, bad beginnings can have good endings when you learn how to think with the sufficiency of God's love given to you. It's been quite a struggle, and I'm still learning. But you know, one of the most important discoveries I've made is understanding how to stop strife before it begins. By exchanging kindness, forgiveness, releasing all my rights to be angry, and finding a heart that wants to give, even if I'm not getting. And I'm learning each day the depths of what it is to be free from strife. And that's my life lesson today. For more life lessons, visit SharonHearts.org.